Next Saturday marks the 25th anniversary of the Los Angeles riots. The widespread and violent uprising erupted after four police officers were acquitted in the beating of a black motorist named Rodney King. The assault was captured in a widely shown video. The riots lasted 6 days and resulted in more than 50 deaths and more than $1 billion of destruction. Now there are several new TV documentaries to mark the anniversary. We asked NPR TV critic Eric Deggans to take a look at five of them. And I should warn you, there's some strong and explicit language in this piece.
Considering how viral videos have ignited police brutality protests in recent years, I really wanted to see how these five new documentaries told the story of the first time that happened. But the first riot viewers see in National Geographic's documentary, LA 92, isn't the one from the film's title.
34 persons were killed, all but five of them Negroes.
It's Watts in 1965. Riots rage when allegations of police brutality spread after white officers arrested a black man for drunk driving. TV newscasters at the time reported on the violence and the casual racism of police officials.
Police Chief Parker described Los Angeles Negro rioters as monkeys in a zoo, and Negro leaders have more than once called for his removal.
The violence described back then sounds similar to what happened in 1992, when rioting, looting, and violence caused an estimated $1 billion in damage and 55 deaths. Turns out, several of these documentaries look back to show how America's long history of dehumanizing poor black people enables abuses in policing, which produces an explosion of community anger.
6 in the morning, police at my door. Fresh to be this week across.
Showtime's pop culture-filled film Burn, Burn adds the voices of performers and artists like Cypress Hill rapper Be Real. They describe long simmering tensions between police and young non-white people just before the riots.
We were definitely talking about the corruption and the brutality. We just thought we had to, you know, take a stance. It was important to us because, I mean, you know, we were the ones getting harassed every other day.
Eventually, the film's story turns to Latasha Harlins, a 15-year-old black girl killed by Korean grocery store clerk Soon Ja-do after a fight in the store. Do got 5 years probation for the shooting months after the Rodney King beating. Director Sasha Jenkins shows tensions rose between black residents and Korean convenience store owners by playing a little bit of Ice Cube's Black Korea. Then author Jeff Chang explains how it affected him.
And a lot of my friends were like, we're boycotting Ice Cube. But what gave Soon Ja-do the right to take Latasha Harlin's life? And who are we actually defending here?
The Smithsonian Channel's documentary, The Lost Tapes, L.A. Riots, includes little scenes footage of the unrest taped by police and some radio broadcasts. That includes residents calling into local radio station KJLH, owned by soul legend Stevie Wonder.
I'm really angry and I'm really very scared. You know, I just spent the last 10 years of my life in college, but it doesn't really matter because even with a briefcase in my hand and a suit on my back, I'm still just another to the cops out there.
But the most nuanced and surprising documentary comes from director John Ridley. In Let It Fall, Los Angeles 1982 to 1992, Ridley often presents one take on an issue, only to flip the script later. For example, within a documentary that details violence and racism by the LAPD, he also shows a courageous officer. Lisa Phillips was on duty during the riots. As she and her partner answered an emergency call, violating orders to stay out of the area, Phillips had a request.
Mr. Parker, look, I'm gay. You probably figured it out, but I'm coming out to you. I've got a lover. Will you call her if something happens to me? And he said, don't worry, he's a partner, I got your back.
Director John Singleton was in Simi Valley for the 1992 acquittal of the officers who beat Rodney King. News clips of him predicting riots back then pop up in several documentaries. Now he's executive producer of A&E's comprehensive film, L.A. Burning, The Riots 25 Years Later. Singleton talks about the riots as an uprising. After showing white truck driver Reginald Denny pull from his vehicle, beaten and robbed while trying to drive through the riot, L.A. Burning shows South Central residents who call the four black men that attacked him heroes.
If you ask anybody around here what you think they did was wrong, they would say what they done to that man was wrong, but I think it was time for that. That's what's to come. If we don't change the way we interact with the police and they interact with us, y'all might as well just welcome the next riot.
Taken together, these films show the power of the medium to expose painful truths about race, policing, and American society. The question now is, what do we do now that we've seen them? I'm Eric Deggans.